Yeah, I tried that earlier too, and I screwed the. I'm not doing any workup on the main unit. I do have it backed up. I haven't messed up the main unit, so I have a Raspberry Pi sitting here on my desk. It's a B+, and it has a 32 gig flash card. I did resize it for a second partition. I couldn't get that to work because it would not find the other partition. You know, ASL doesn't have this problem. The problem is I can't get Newsline or any of that crap to work on it because I don't know what the hell they did to that software. It was working flawlessly on the LA server. Remember that? I mean, if I could put Newsline back on the LA server, I would do that. But I don't know what they did to the software. The audio went low. Everything went to crap on it. And it took a lot of finagling to make it work, but some stupid update they did that forced that update on me. It bricked it. It screwed it up. So now that stuff doesn't work anymore, and it's upsetting. Same with Broadcastify. You know, Broadcastify used to work, too, on the LA server, the iCast server and all that stuff when I had it. That worked flawlessly. But now, no, none of that stuff works anymore. All broken. So I don't know what to do with it. I got to deal with the stuff behind my network now, and I got a Newsline and that damn ham VoIP. You can't make the damn disk bigger because I need more room. And it's very frustrating. So I guess I'll just leave it up there and let it run until it runs out of hard drive space or SD space or flash card space. And then I guess once a week I'll go up there and delete audio files. You know, that's the only thing I can do now. I think the Newsline stuff, the MP3s and all that stuff should delete itself on its own. I hope. Or that crap's going to fill it up too. Okay, it's a TV guy.